BBC News with Neil Nunes. Syrian volunteers have evacuated the first critically ill patients from a rebel-held suburb near Damascus. Aid groups had urged President Assad to allow treatment for dozens of urgent cases, including 7 children with cancer. A former minister in Ivory Coast, Hubert Houllay, has been sentenced to 20 years in jail for his role in the killing of 18 people in 2012, including 7 UN peacekeepers. The country's attorney general said Mr. Houllay had provided the financial means to establish a rebellion. A judge in Argentina has said that a prosecutor who died 3 years ago, hours before he was due to testify against the former president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, was murdered. A former aide of the prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, has been charged with his death. In a report, Mr. Nisman had accused Ms. Fernandez of covering up Iranian involvement in the deadly bombing of a Buenos Aires Jewish center. The United States has imposed sanctions on 2 North Korean officials for their role in the country's missile program. Both men were listed in last week's UN Security Council resolution, which also imposed fresh sanctions on North Korea. The Reuters news agency says 2 of its journalists who were detained by the Burmese authorities 2 weeks ago have been remanded in custody for a second 14-day period. Police say the 2 men are being investigated on suspicion of illegally acquiring information to share with the foreign media. At least 20 people, including children, are reported to have been killed in a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on a market in Yemen. Reports say the attack happened in Al Hayma in the province of Taiz. Election observers in Liberia say there were isolated incidents of voting irregularities in the presidential runoff. A former international football star, George Weah, is running against the vice president, Joseph Boakai. BBC News.